Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Christine Perkett. Soon to be old friend, though. Christine is doing a good job. We're going to get her back again another day, but we got more to talk about right now. Christine, by the way, folks, if you miss anything we do here on the show, on the radio, you can always check it out later on the website. We post all of the interviews on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, along with all the other things there, the newsletter, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, like our newest one, Christine Perkett. And so all that's there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. Christine, your website is perkettpr.com, is that right?
Yes, it is.
And tell us, the audience, what you do.
What we do, we help companies to promote their products and services through public relations, social marketing, and digital content.
What does that mean for small businesses? What does that look like for a small business owner, what you just said?
Well, it can look like a variety of things. I mean, I think small businesses tend to be hyper-local most of the time, but, the Internet is infiltrating even the hyper-local market, and they can reach their audiences through either social media, social networks, as well as traditional methods like direct mail and, mm-hmm. and advertising and events that are in their local community. So I think, there's new sort of horizon for small businesses that's exciting and affordable for them in a way that it hasn't been with the combination of online and offline.
Well, most small businesses, and I hate to generalize, but I've seen enough of this to think that this is pretty darn close to being accurate. Most small businesses still haven't figured out how to do 20th century marketing, let alone the second decade of the 21st century.
Yeah.
And so how do we bring them along, Christine?
Well, I think, through shows like yours and giving them exposure to people that can help them and making sure that it's in a resourceful way. I mean, small business owners, small business managers, the thing they lack the most, we were just talking about, is time. So, they need to network and connect with as many people as possible, but in as little time as possible. And that's why I'm so crazy about social media, which I know you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Isn't marketing, whether it be social media, what online or otherwise, doesn't that need to be thought of more as an investment, not as an expense? Because if you don't budget for marketing, if you don't budget for the things that we've been talking about, it's not going to happen. And that's the problem, I think, that for most small businesses. They don't put it in the budget.
You're right, Jim. I'd like to take you through some of my new business pitches, if I could. definitely an investment. And it's not just an investment in monetarily. It's definitely an investment in time. And, I would agree with you based on the small businesses that I've met. It's not a line item. It's not a line item that's at the top of their minds. It is in terms of, I know I need to market, but it isn't in terms of, I know this needs to be an ongoing investment.
Well, and you said something earlier, getting help. And this is, most of us aren't good at marketing. And so we do need to find some professionals to help us. But you got to have a budget for it, folks. Then you got to find somebody to help you and let them do it. Outsource this. Most small business owners need to outsource this. Talk to us, in the time we have remaining, couple of 3 minutes, talk to us about where you think social media is right now. What's the best bang for the buck for small business in social media?
Well, it depends on what their type of business is, but I would say Twitter is a great way to communicate, to expand your horizons, to connect with other like-minded business owners, to connect with influencers like media that, every business wants to get in front of and build relationships with. So a lot of times individuals think, if I get on Twitter, for example, how am I going to reach my very specific audience? Mm-hmm. But it's not only about that. It's about connecting and building relationships with people, again, that can help you. So you can market on Twitter. It takes some talent and some, experience, and, mm-hmm. and that takes...
So you do it the right way so you don't abuse your followers.
Right, I think almost every small business has a website, and I think it's the new, it's that's an easy way to think about a Twitter or a Facebook, mm-hmm. is it's a new version of a website and communicating with your audience. I mean, some businesses do great. They promote deals on their Twitter or Facebook, but they also need to talk with their audiences, and it's a great way to say, what do you guys want from us? A restaurant, for example. Hey, guys, we're switching our menu to a winter menu in December. We're really excited about it. Here are the items we've already chosen. Last one, we'd love your feedback.
But you also have to let the people who do business with you know that they can find your information there.
And you have to be specific about it. I just tweeted about this last night. I said, I'm so surprised at how many brands throw a Facebook and Twitter logo in their advertisements now, in print ads, for example. I was looking through the Sunday paper.
Right.
And it'll say, find us on Twitter, but their handle isn't their business name. So I can't easily find them on Twitter.
Right.
So, they need to be thinking beyond the... I guess beyond the popularity of these marketing tools, and really think about how they can apply them to their own business, and not get too hyped up with the buzz, I guess.
One of the things we've done around here to help us with social media, because social media, we discovered social media. I discovered it at a later age. I guess I should could it'd be a good way to say we've had young people who work for us who are more mm-hmm. It's second nature to them. And I've recommended that to business owners, is hire a young person to help you navigate this, but still maintain your own values that you've accumulated over the years. What do you think?
I think absolutely, and have check-ins. Make sure that you're checking on it. Make sure that you understand what value you want from it, and that it aligns to your business goals.
There you go.
Everyone needs to start with their business goals, not again with the hype. Like, oh, we're on Twitter. We need to understand how it's going to help their business, and make sure that they don't forget that as they're planning out a strategy.
PerquettePR.com, right, Christine?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.